Hi, I'm Holly Evans, and I'm the assistant choreographer and dance captain for the Radio City Rockettes here in Charlotte. I grew up in Pennsylvania, so that's not far from New York City, and my parents would take me to see the Radio City Christmas Spectacular every Christmas. So I grew up going and seeing the women up on stage and just hoping that someday I would be able to be up there with them. The Radio City Rockettes are very strong at tap dancing, so there's definitely some really tricky time steps in our opening number. We do a whole series of time steps in the beginning, and actually when we're doing these, we have a big wreath in our hands, a Christmas wreath, and we're flipping it from red to green to red to green. So not only are we tapping, we're also flipping the prop at the same time. So it takes a lot of coordination. The feet we learn first, and we get those down pat, and then you're focusing on making the wreath nice and sharp, because that's the illusion for the audience of changing colors from green to red, and there's also a gold side. So half the girls have red wreaths, half have green, and then all of them, one side is gold. So we can make a lot of formations and patterns with all those colors on stage. Well, this is another kind of time step. It's called a military time step, and we do this in one of our famous tap dance numbers in the show. So I'll tap a little bit of it for you. It's a pretty recognizable rhythm.
Now, are you hearing the music in your head as you do that?
Yes, absolutely. The music and also just the rhythm, that a lot of times when you're first learning it, you're counting a lot, but you kind of stop counting and then you're just listening to the rhythm and it just becomes part of your body. So it's kind of a muscle memory. The best place to tap is the grocery store, because you have the cart, and as you're holding onto it, you can just flap yourself down the aisles, which is a tap step. And I teach a lot of dance, and I tell my kids, that it drives their parents crazy, but I tell them to tap in the grocery store to practice as they go down, because then you have something to hold onto at the same time. So yeah, we tap everywhere. A true tap dancer, if you see them just standing while they're waiting in line for something, their feet will always be kind of moving, keeping a rhythm. Each step in its own is hard, but then when you put them all together, that's why we're the Radio City Christmas Spectacular. It's definitely an honor to be a Rockette, and I'm proud to do each and every one of those steps on stage each night.